Yeah, draft day, Johnny Manziel. 5 years later, how am I the man still? Draft day, A. Wiggins. That other side, we stay winning.
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, what a day we're having here. On Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And you know, every time you hear the likes of Browns team president Alex Shiner or The Miz from The Ring call in and wish Nathan Zagura a happy birthday, they're calling on our Ohio Business Machine and Sharp Copiers hotline. When it comes to Browns fans, our loyalty for the team is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns. That's OBM. And with OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, we know they've made unconditional fans out of you, all of their loyal customers. Only OBM has all the X's and O's, just like the Browns, for your office when putting together a Sharp Products playbook for your business. Give them a holler, 216-485-2000, or you can visit at ohiobusinessmachines.com. A lot of fun we're having today, and as we roll on until 3 o'clock this afternoon, Michael Rega in for Vic Carucci, the birthday guy. On the 4th of July, Nathan Zagura here. Nathan, I sense in your voice, man, that this is quite a birthday surprise for you, these calls from Alex Shiner and The Miz.
Yeah, it's very good, man. I appreciate it. It's been it's certainly been a lot of fun. Always nice to get, you know, your chops busted a little bit. Always fun. And that's how, you know, people really love you. So, yeah, absolutely enjoying myself. And, you know, it's always fun to be on this show. Fortunately, my birthday kind of comes in a downer period, so there, you know, isn't a ton of pressing Brown stuff to talk about. So it's good we can have a little fun with it, as we did yesterday as well. And
yeah,
very nice to hear from Mr. Shiner and Mr. Mazzan.
In California, no
yeah,
less.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
both,
a lot of fun,
both
no
of
question.
Them in California, as
yeah,
a matter of fact.
And and the big fella who's keeping everything smooth,
in
our
Vegas,
very
yeah.
astute producer Jason Gibbs, all over that. Speaking of which, Gibbs, front and center, young man. It is a hashtag mailbag right here to Mailbag Wednesday on Browns Daily as we're driven by Liberty Ford. What's going on, Gibbs?
All right, guys. Twitter blowing up today at Browns_Daily. Use the hashtag mailbag today. Mike wishing happy birthday to Nate Dogg. Any idea on Jordan's desire to actually play here?
Yeah, I think Jordan Cameron does want to play here, and I've had an opportunity to speak with him about that. I think this is where he wants to be, and I think that, you know, what the Miz was in the middle of his Kenny Rogers roasting of me, he would talk about how the excitement is being felt all the way out there in California, and I think the players sense that things are turning around, that there is a changing of the culture happening here in Cleveland, and I think a guy like Jordan Cameron wants to be a part of that turnaround and wants to reap the rewards of the successes that I think he thinks and others think are coming to this Browns team. So, yeah, I do think he wants to be here.
Yeah, no question about it. It's all about him. As he feels, I think, very – Jordan's a real grounded guy, I get the sense, and from talking to him just as you do, Nathan. And, you know, I think he really, really appreciates – he realizes that it was Tom Heckert. Tom Heckert took a shot as a football player who really had been a basketball player through high school and college – and gave him this opportunity here without a lot of real sample size as far as a pass-catching tight end goes. But from that perspective, I really believe that Cameron would like it to be, even though he's a Cali guy, would like it to be here with the Cleveland Browns and get behind this culture of starting to change it and win and be a playoff team and hopefully a championship team. I think that's what Cameron's all about in wanting to be here.
Yeah.
All right, guys, a couple other tweets coming in. Bill David says Zagura should get a Brian Hoyer number 6 jersey. He is the starting quarterback of the Browns, after all.
I like it.
Dustin,
let's go.
Dustin
I'm a
Davis.
Jersey man. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, Dustin.
You'd wear that Hoyer 6?
For sure.
Okay.
Dustin Davis tweets at the show, Alex Shiner, Billy Boy 90, and The Miz, all on the same day, best Browns daily ever. Happy birthday, Nathan Zagura.
Thank you.
Kyle in Akron tweets, what about getting Zagura an inflatable swan and a bottle of Ace of Spades?
Let's do it.
Knew that was coming.
Let's do it.
And then Cody Thomas tweets at the show. He asks, what unsigned veterans could be in play on this team this year?
What unsigned veterans that are out there right now?
That's what he says. Unsigned veterans could be in play.
Are you talking about guys that don't have a team right now heading into training camp? Is that what he means?
That's a great question. Cody, I'm not sure question. Yeah. Let's go with this. Undrafted rookies could be in play? Let's go with that one instead.
All right, from the guys that are on our roster right
now?
Yes,
sir.
All right, these are the guys that I think have the best shot to make the squad right now from the undrafted free agent list. Running back Isaiah Crowell. Quarterback Connor Shaw, wide receiver, I think Chandler Jones has turned some heads here. I think mm-hmm. Jonathan Krause has some potential as well there. I think on the defensive side, you've got Calvin Barnett,
yes,
who has looked phenomenal on the interior of the defensive line. I think you got to keep an eye on number 42, Robert Nelson, the cornerback from Arizona State, who led the Sun Devils with 6 interceptions last year in the Pac-12. He is a nice slot corner. Good man, coverage instincts. I think he's somebody to keep an eye on that could stick around as well.
Yeah. Well, those are rookie free agents, and, of course, the guys in their second year that were free agents, a guy like Josh Aubrey is very highly thought of here. So, you know, there's a couple of guys that we've seen a little bit, Nathan, that even though they were undrafted, I do believe that this regime thinks highly of them too.
Yeah, and a name that I would throw kind of along that same ilk, keep an eye on T.J. Heath. He was on our practice squad last year, a cornerback from Jacksonville State, 6 foot tall, 190 pounds, bigger corner, physical, press man type of a guy. Mm-hmm. I think he certainly has turned some heads as well in this camp. And there's one more I wanted to – I'm trying to look through my notes real quickly. Yes, on the offensive line, number 69, Randall Harris, also from Towson, where he played alongside Terrence West. Keep an eye on him as someone who potentially could make this squad or make the practice squad going forward.
Yep, a guy that they like. Obviously, they see Terrence West, and he's a road grader, about 300
yes.
pounds. Probably should have played. Most felt that they should have been more at a FBS level, wound up FCS with Terrence West at Towson. But I agree with you, although I think it might be a little – he might get caught up into a numbers game, though, Nate. You know,
final,
that
for the 53, yeah, but he's a guy I think just to keep an eye on. I think he's got some practice squad.
Oh, yeah, can always go practice squad. Sure, sure,
yep.
No question.
Yep, yep, those would be the ones there. All right, a raucous first hour in the books. Michael Regei, Nathan Zagura here, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. What will hour number two bring? Some more mailbag, some Billy Wynn. We'll talk about some stuff from around the National Football League. And the kid will stop by for a special Wednesday edition of the Friday Forecast. All that coming your way here on hour number two of CBD. If you ever feel alone, the glare makes me hard to find.